Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. Getting set for game two of six in a series between the Biloxi Shockers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by Shockers bench coach Nick Stanley. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This year has been a lot of guys who you had last year in Wisconsin, 116 games into this season. How much have you seen them grown throughout the 2023 season?
Yeah, that's the idea, right? You have guys, and hopefully they grow into themselves as they get into their career. And then once you get here to the upper levels, it goes to the game goes to a different speed and a different level. And you watch guys adapt to that on a daily basis and, figure out how to play at this level and beyond.
How about, too, being 115 games into this season, being able to get through that full season at the upper level of the minors?
Yeah, it's just the one day at a time mentality. That's really the only way you can approach it. You got to take care of your body. You got to, take care of your rest and everything and be ready to come every day, because it's this league is tough. The weather's tough. You play the same teams all the time. You got to make sure you're prepared every single day.
Well, and talking about that, playing the same teams all the time, you play Pensacola a million times. You play the Embrace a million times. You play Montgomery a million times. What's that like working with the hitters on the hitting side of things when you're seeing the same pitcher 10, 12, 13 times in a season?
Yeah, when you see teams that much, there's not a lot of mystery. So it basically comes down to executing, like they're trying to execute their game plan against us and we need to turn around and execute against them. You feel good about if you have a solid game plan and you repeat it over and over, that eventually you're going to get your hits and have your success.
This is also your first year coaching at the AA level. We've talked to you more about how you've worked everywhere in the Brewers system, and you've worked everywhere in your career. You've been in the Dominican Republic. You've been in New Zealand. Now in AA, how much have you grown on the coaching side of things this year?
I feel like I've grown a lot. It's kind of the same as the players. The game goes to a different level. The level of play is better. It's faster. So because of that, you have to be more detailed in your preparation. Basically the same approach a player would have. Your margin for error is slimmer, coaching third base. It's something I found out. You just have to be on top of all the details, and you got to be prepared every day.
As a former player and a guy who played pro ball, how much do you enjoy that side of things, of that preparation is much the same in the coaching side of things as it is as a player?
Yeah, it's awesome, and to me it's the only way to approach it. If you prepare every day and you feel like you're prepared, then win or lose, you feel like, tomorrow you can come back and fall back on a solid foundation and just keep moving forward.
This is also a coaching staff that has a couple of guys who you coached with last year in Appleton and a couple of guys in Mike Guerrero and Chucky Caulfield who have been at this level for a number of years. How fun is it being with that coaching staff this year?
Yeah, I think it's a great mix. I think we have, like you said, a well-rounded sort of diverse backgrounds in the game, and I think we only help each other because of that. Whether you've been in this league for a bunch of years or you're new to it, I think everyone's got something unique to bring to it, and we kind of all kind of feed off each other.
Is that something you've really seen throughout your time in the Brewer system?
Yeah, I think you want to have voices coming from different backgrounds, just to give you that perspective and, see the game maybe in a different way or mention something that you've never thought of. And, obviously guys with a ton of experience like Mikey are going to be able to relate, things that they've seen before, and then guys who are newer can give you sort of a different perspective and give you something else to think about.
You are not only here in Biloxi, but your family is spending the season with you in Biloxi. How special is that to have them live with you down here in the coach for the season?
Yeah, it's awesome. We my wife and I made a decision a long time ago that this is the only way we would do it, is if they could be with me all season. I'm fortunate my kids are too young to be in real school yet. But like in Appleton the last 2 years and then here this year, we sort of find our groove. We spend a lot of time at the YMCA in Ocean Springs, or we come here and the boys run around the batting cage in the morning. So we got a good routine. I basically have them till about noon, and then it's time for me to go to work, and they take their naps and then meet me here at 6:35 for the game.
How special is that to be able to balance the family and the baseball like you have over these last couple of years?
Yeah, it's awesome. And like yesterday was a good example. My older son Anthony lit up when he saw Jefferson Carroll in the dugout, and Carroll came over and squatted down. He had all his catcher's gear on, and Carroll smiling, Anthony smiling, and then my little one Vincent runs over, and it's yeah, this is pretty special and pretty unique and something that most kids don't get to do. So we're happy with the situation, and like I said, this is the only way we would do it.
Well, and how fun is it too to be able to travel the world in the United States with the family?
Yeah, it's fun, and at times it's a hassle, during those travel days, whether it's on a plane to Appleton or in the car all day here. But once you get here, you sort of realize that, your kids get to experience different areas of the country. They get to see different things. They get to be around different people that they may not be able to be around. So in the end, it's all positive.
Well, it would be real fun for the kids looking down the road being like, hey, I saw this big leaguer and this all-star and this guy won an MVP back when I was growing up.
Yeah, it's cool and it's a unique experience. It's not lost on me and my wife. And, you know, when we have those tough times where it's like, you know, you kind of wish you could be in a more normal routine at times, then you turn around and something like yesterday happens and you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, that's not something a lot of kids get to do.
Well, Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.